Governor Romney, I wanted to ask you a question about foreign policy, two-part. What do you think about the Obama administration in the Middle East, and what do you think about an administration that sets exit dates independent of the situation on the ground?
Well, you answered that last question. It's unthinkable that you answered the last one first, that you say, here's the date we're going to leave, regardless of the circumstances. Because that only communicates, one, to the enemy, that at some point certain you're leaving, and so they can say, well, let's either hold back until that point or let's be aggressive. But they make their plans based upon knowing your plans when we don't know theirs. And in the case of course, Afghanistan, by announcing us a date for when combat operations would end and when we bring our troops out, it told the Taliban what to expect. It told Karzai what to expect. He of course, has to make his plans for self-preservation and for his continuation in the country. And so he says, okay, Americans leaving there. If he doesn't think he's ready to take over with his security forces, then he better cozy up to someone else. And this is counter to our interests. We should normally act from our national security interest, not from the president's personal political interests. So you don't announce a specific date. And with regards to Iran, when you say the Middle East, obviously what's happened with the Arab Spring, it's become an Arab winter in some respects. Nations that we hope to become more representative in some cases are becoming more Islamist, or we fear that. And that can be very troubling. Time will tell. I just have to point out that Iran having a nuclear weapon is of a whole different character than anything we've been involved in a long, long time. This is the state sponsor of terror in the world. They are the people who provide resources to Hezbollah and to Hamas. Hezbollah is now in this hemisphere. It has operations in Latin America. If Hezbollah were to have fissile material from Iran, it could potentially use that material here, setting off nuclear devices in our country. This is the idea of Iran as a nuclear nation is unacceptable to America. And so and the fact that they've been able to speed this process along over the last 3.5 years is another indication of this president's failure. What he should have done is put in crippling sanctions from day one. He's waited really 3.5 years to try and pursue that. He should have also stood up for the dissident voices that took to the streets in Iran and communicated our support of democracy and freedom instead of trying to cozy up with the regime there. And he should have communicated from the very beginning the total unacceptability of Iran becoming nuclear. Somehow what we hear from the administration sounds like they're more frightened that Israel might take military action than they're frightened of Iran becoming nuclear. And I'll make it very clear, it is unacceptable to us for that nation to become nuclear. Thank you.